We're starting the work Sefer HaMidot, the book on traits, by Rabbi Yaakov from the city of Duvna, otherwise known as the Magid Miduvna. He was famous for his parables, for his stories, for his wisdom, and he wrote a book on traits, which was considered by some as like the first book that one should really learn on fixing one's traits. And I feel that hopefully this book will help us with practical advice how to develop our own traits. And he begins with the verse, Hashem Tzvakot Imanu Misgavlanu Elokei Yaakov Sela. May Hashem, who controls the armies, be with us and protect us, the God of Jacob forever. Here he's asking for God's assistance in this work. Remember, his name is Yaakov. So it's a nice play on words. And he begins the introduction as follows. Rabotenu Zichonan Mivacha Amru. Our sages said in the Talmud, Rabbi Yochanan Rami, Ktiv Zar V'Karinan Zir. The verse in describing the Torah says the word Zar. It's estranged from us. And we read the word as though it is Zer. It is a crown for us. Which one is it? Is the Torah estranged from us, or is the Torah a crown for us? And so Rabbi Yochanan explains, Zacha, if one merits, Naset lo Zer. The Torah can be his crown. Lo Zacha, but if he does not merit, Zara imenu, then the Torah is estranged from him. Horatam baze, and so how do we understand this? What were they teaching us with this line, says the Magid Miduvna? Al derech shematzanu ma'amaram zichonan v'racha b'makom acher. We could understand it based on what the Medrash says elsewhere. The Medrash says on the verse, V'lo oti karata Yaakov ki yagata b'Yisrael. You have not called upon me, God says. Jacob, you have not called upon me, for you have become tired in me, Israel. Kol yom atare v'lo lai. Avi davite v'lo lai. All day you do your thing. When you're working, you're not tired. Tzale v'lai. But then it comes time to pray before me. Oh, that's so hard. You're tired, God says. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So God says, v'lo ti karata Yaakov. You haven't called upon me, so to speak, Jacob, but God is saying, Halvai lo ikarticha, Yaakov. God says, I wish I never knew you, Yaakov. Wow, what a powerful line. Medrash says, God says, if all day you have strength for everything else you do, and when it comes time to pray, your wife, you don't have koach to pray, God says, I wish I never knew you. Why? Lama ki agata b'Yisrael. Because when it comes to me, God says, you're tired. You have strength for everything else, but when it comes to me, you're tired. Now he's going to explain. He's not leaving us hanging here with this superficial understanding. Da. So he says, I want you to know, ki ma'asher anachnu mevachim asher bachar banu, that which we make a blessing, that Hashem chose us and gave us His Torah, u'ma'asher anavi omer, and the prophet says, amad v'imoded eretz rava yeter goyim, God stood up, measured out the land, and then he said, I let the non-Jews go. I'm going to stick with my people. Our sages say, "Uvadrash madad haKadosh Baruch Hu kol haumot v'lo matza uma mukhsheret lekabel Torah el hazer Avraham." Our sages say that God evaluated every nation, and after evaluating every nation, He said, "There's only one nation that has the talent that they're set up, they're prepared to accept the Torah, and those are the seed of Avraham." That's the Medrash on that pasuk. Uvamidrash la pasuk lecha arali Yaakov ulchazu ama Yisrael, and on the Medrash on the verse in our parsha that. Balak says to Bilam, go curse Jacob, go get God angry at Israel. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Bilam. God says about Bilam, Rasha, wicked one, Melech sheberer mana le'atzmo. If the king chooses a portion for himself, he chose, uvacher v'gina ota, and then someone else comes and says, that's a lousy portion. He derides that portion. Klum yesh lo chayim, does the king let him stay alive? V'anavi omer, and the prophet says, v'ata Yisrael abdi Yaakov asher b'charticha. Israel, my servant, Jacob is the one I chose. God says, I chose them. What are you doing coming and cursing my kids? Who do you think you are? Bechalticha velo me'asticha. I chose you. I haven't been disgusted with you. So we just quoted four midrashim, right? One is, the Torah is called a crown. It's called estranged. We said, if you merit, it's your crown. If you don't merit, it's estranged. We quoted the next midrash that says, God says all day long, you have strength, you're not tired. You come to my duties and suddenly you're tired. You don't have strength. I wish I never knew you. The third medrash he quoted, he said, when we make the blessing that God chose us, we have to think of that in light of the medrash that says that God evaluated every nation and said, this nation is what's fitting for me. And the fourth medrash he quoted is that God says to Bilam, he says, you know, if I chose them, who do you think you are cursing them? If the king chooses a portion, you can't just come and curse that portion if you expect to live. So what these teachings of our sages teach us, to let us know, we did not become God's people because God drew lots. Let's see. We'll pick a nation. Who comes out? Ah, Israel. Very nice. No, that's not how it happened. A guy who draws lot, he picks his first lot. He says, okay, that's nice. If it was like drawing lots, then you know what difference does it make? You can't take any praise in the lot that's chosen. That's not how it works. But rather, it's like a person who sets out the different options. He analyzes each option, and then he chooses the best piece for himself. And he says, I don't want to have anything to do with the rest. And that's what we take pride. We say, God who knows all secrets, God knows the past, God knows the future, and nonetheless He chose us. So when we make the blessing every morning, the Magid Miduvne in passing is telling us a refutation of Christian claims. The Magid Miduvna, just in passing, he says, you know, every morning we make a blessing, God chose us. And we believe one of the tenets of Jewish faith is that God knows the past, the present, and the future. Well, God doesn't have to change His mind if He knows the future. And God chose us, obviously He knew we're meant to be His people. He knew that what would be in the future. V'im kol zeh b'chal banu, and nonetheless He chose us. U'le'edul mofet ki lo imas banu l'olam. That's proof and testimony that He will never be disgusted with us. V'zehu, v'ata, and that's what the verse says, and you, Israel, Jacob, that I have chosen you. Kevochenu vodek, v'adai ki b'chalticha v'lo ma'asticha. God goes on and says, I haven't been disgusted with you. U'vilam v'ole ganot otanu, so when Bilam comes to disgrace us, hine b'zeh ha'yakim ganeh v'avchana u'v'idiyah shel mana. So He's not disgracing us directly. More directly, He is disgracing God's understanding. Because God says, I've chosen them, they're going to be my people. And Bilam says, I'll curse them. So it's as though he's saying, God, I know better what's going on in the world. I know who deserves blessing and who doesn't. And that's what God replies, Rasha, wicked one. Melech shebirer mana la'atzmo, klomar halo barer, v'inkenech yavo acher v'iganeh. When a king chooses his lot, how could someone else deride it? So far, clear? Yes? Where are we headed?
I'm late, so I'm going to do something. Fine. Chazal say that it's not because of our own school that we were chosen. So, how can we understand all these, like, we are chosen, I'm Segula, but it's not because of our school?
Wait. It's a good question. Let's see if you still have a question as he goes on. Klal advarim. The rule is, ki ha-ma'ala sh'boreinu yitvarach matza atzleinu. What did God see in us that He didn't see in others? Asher bavuah natan lanu haTorah hachamuda. Why did He give us His chosen Torah? Bal kocheinu asher hama'ala hi. We have to say that God chose us for something. Hi milvad hadvarim bezulat hachukim hamishpatim haktuvim b'Torah. It has to be that God chose us to be His people irrespective of the laws of the Torah. Because we were chosen before the Torah. He can't say God chose us because we keep the Torah. We weren't yet keeping the Torah. Before the Torah was given, God chose us. Umaw asher kadam ta Torah. So what is it that preceded the Torah that God says, because of that I want them as my people? What do Chazal say comes before Torah? Derech eretz kadma la Torah. Our sages taught us, being a decent human being, derech eretz precedes Torah. So he wants to say along these lines, our decency, our capacity to be decent people, our tendency to be decent people, that is at the root of our being chosen to be the chosen people. In a minute. Ke'omran, as our sages said, al ha'ma'amar lishmor et derech, זה דרך ארץ ואחר כך עץ חיים זאת התורה. The Medrash says that God had angels protect the way to the tree of life. So our sages say the way is the Derech Eretz. Life, that's Torah, but first comes Derech Eretz. And in a general way, when we talk about Derech Eretz, what we're talking about is midot tovot, good traits, being a good person. Lidaber rak emet, to speak only truth. L'rachem al ha-beriyot, to have mercy on God's creatures. K'ma'amaram, as our sages taught, shlosha simanim yesh be'uma zo. There are three signs in this nation. Rachmanim b'yishanim gomalei chasadim. They're merciful, they have shame, they do kindness. Liyot shfal ruach b'fnei kol adam. Another good trait is a person has humility in front of all men. V'chadomei ma'amidot ha'ikarot. And similar good traits, asher hem pri kodesh ilulim shel nefesh naki v'tzadik. They are the fruits of a soul that is clean and righteous. Guys, did you get it? He said some major points here. U'mayafei afna'im ramzu zal b'ma'amaram ha'nichbad. And this is the great illusion that our sages said. The Torah is called a zer, a crown, and it could also be read as zar, estranged. Zaha, if he merits, zer, the Torah is his crown. Lo zaha, if he didn't merit, zar, it is estranged. Ritzonam lomar, what our sages meant to say is, zaha adam v'nitlabesh b'malbushim na'im. If a person merits to wear nice clothing, meaning midot tovot, if a person has good traits, v'achar kach lamad Torah, then he goes to learn Torah. So then the Torah is like clothing of honor to his good traits. If you wear nice silk clothing, you have beautiful embroidery, and then you wear a crown and a nice necklace, that makes sense. But if someone has bad, decrepit traits, and then he comes to deal with Torah, he's like a person who's walking around in tatters, nakud v'talu. He's got holes in his clothing, he's got worms eating his clothing. V'tachshitim b'rosho, and then he puts a crown on his head. Beautiful. Hu atzmo kezar al ha-tachshitim. He's estranged from the ornaments. It doesn't fit together. V'zehu lo zacha, and that's what our sages say. If he hasn't merited, if he hasn't purified himself, if a person does not work on his traits together with the Torah, then zar, then the Torah isn't strange. It doesn't go together. Torah isn't a theoretical book about, if your ox gores his ox, this is what you pay. If you see a pit in public domain, so you're responsible. If you could have done this and you should have done that. No. Torah, we were chosen for the Torah. Before we had the Torah, we were chosen for our decency. And our decency revolves around our traits, and this is the first section of his introduction to this great work on how do we actually work on our traits. So he brought us quite a few midrashim, and now he explained, when is the Torah estranged? When we don't work on our traits. When is the Torah crown? When one has good traits. Why is it that God chose us? God chose us because of our traits. And why is it that Bilam is cursed? Because God says to Bilam, I chose them. It wasn't a lottery. I chose them because I saw their decency. How could you come and question my choice and try and curse them? We still have a few more midrashim he will expand on. Be'ezrat Hashem, we'll see as we go on. Now.